Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning. We're back. It's 7:05. It's November the 29th. Wake up. Grab your socks. Let those little feet hit the floor. Okay, maybe they won't be hitting the floor, but kind of like snuggle around there. Get moving.
It was a hard one today to get up.
It's Carl Lindabot. Well, you know what? I've got you back, honey.
Yeah, it feels really good to be back. I'm really excited, but go ahead and let's make the rounds and
okay.
Come back. We have, we've got a stack here full of great stuff to begin the Monday.
That's right. And, good news, bad news, and indifferent news. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We've got a big week this week, people coming in starting today. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. It's November the 29th. That's right. What happened in November? Bad Bob, what happened in November?
What happened in November? Lots of things
happened. What happened to November?
Oh, tell me about it. Happy Cyber Monday.
You know what? This is probably the... You know, you're looking a little bit excited over there, Bad Bob.
What's so exciting about Cyber Monday?
Okay, traditionally, back before folks had a lot of broadband at home, they would wait until the Monday after, the Black Friday shopping day to go to work and do their shopping on Amazon and sites like that. And that became, and the bosses didn't crack down because they were shopping too. So today's the biggest day for online sales.
Wow.
Okay, wow. You know, but you know what? We don't do online.
Well, you know,
we don't do online. The only time I do online, I hate to say it, and I used to do it, but I don't do it anymore, was ammunition. Sometimes ammunition.
Oh, we can't do that
if they
now.
Had a big. Well, you know, I could still do it, but you know what? Hell with that. I'm just going to go down to our places here, Bastiani, and go down and buy ammo and do those things.
Yeah.
Our local establishment.
Why you still can't?
Well, yeah, in February you can't do that. Another great law passed by our far-sighted lawmakers that you can no longer order ammunition and have it sent to you via the mail. It's coming starting February 1st. I'm sorry, you're going to have to show your ID, take a thumbprint, and that's for all different calibers of anything that could do with a handgun. So, if you're taking your son out in that .22 caliber, or your daughter, take her out. Teach you to shoot .22 caliber. Well, you've got to go down and get a thumbprinted. Anyway, but speaking of wanting to put your prints all over something, here's my bride.
Well, happy Monday morning. Do you know it's
35 degrees?
It's the 29th.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 29th
of November.
Right, and I think a lot of us are still, with the turkey and leftovers. And I don't know about you, but I have to let you know that we had a really very special, very really, really special Thanksgiving. I mean, my parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, their kids, we had a wonderful time. I mean, we felt... the spirit of being grateful that we are all well and had a great family time. And Carl and I cooked for 2 days and enjoyed just the process of each thing. I think this year for me, maybe it's what's happening in our world. Maybe it's because we do what we do. But that for me, every little increment was really, really special. And prior to that, I was not here last week. So I wanted to share with you that I had a chance, and I grabbed it because it was the only time I could be with the richness and the deep love of my best friend, who is like the sister I never had. And we've been together on the road. We traveled around the world. We did many things together as in show business. And she just graduated, got her... you passed that test. I'm not exactly sure. I wish I remember the initials. 3-hour test. It's like
interior design.
Right, like passing the bar, and she's going into work. And so we had these 2 days. We were in Sacramento, and we stayed at the lovely Citizen Hotel. And we did nothing but just catch up. There was no besides calling in and calling you, there's really no schedule. And I haven't had a non-scheduled day for, it seems, forever. So it was just what the doctor ordered. Missed you.
So you all just sat around and talked?
We talked. We shopped.
You
we
got
ate.
A, you got
we
a
talked.
Thank you note from Nordstrom's. Saying that, they're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you,
no,
thank
I
you.
Shop local, stay local.
There was 12 thank
local.
Yous on it. There was 12 thank yous from Nordstrom's.
And so today, the weather is just absolutely fabulous. Say it's 35 degrees right now. No, it is. It's brisk. It's that when we came over the hill last night, we went to the doggy park close to sunset. Sun had already set, but when we came over the hill down on Placer, you could see that when it's really crispy, clear air like that, the lights twinkle in a different way. So I said, can't you tell it's just that winter air that's so spectacular up here in the North State? It's going to be high today of 52. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Join us after these messages. Carla Linda back, but right back here on the scene.
Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning, November the 29th. Good day, Carl Bob.
That is the way to come in right there.
Okay,
little
now.
Heart. Start your morning
little
pumping.
Heart there. Yeah, well, my heart is pumping.
Woo.
Now, KCNR 1460, get on there, you chatters.
Yeah.
We're back. Where everything's up. It's working. It has been working for a while. Get in there. Let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about, last night, I saw Dennis Miller, and he was on one of the channels on cable. And
he was at Irvine, and it was.
You know what? You're used to hearing all the jokes about about how bad. Not bad, but how they're poking fun at conservatives, Palin, and all this. Well, I tell you what, Dennis Miller turned it loose last night, and I tell you, and he said he can't take credit for this one, but one of his listeners had said on his radio show, of course, Dennis follows us, and said that he called Nancy Pelosi galore. That she was a villain from a Bond movie.
A Bond villain.
But he talked about a lot of things that were humorous. He poked fun at a lot of different things. One of the things about, and this leads into our next subject is, he says, I don't know anything about the Muslim religion. In fact, he says, I don't know what makes you Episcopalian. He says, but it seems to me is that the Muslim, the vast majority of the moderate Muslims, should be saying something about the jihadist side that are making things tough. And this leads into what happened right up in Oregon, where they had a Somali immigrant who tried to bomb the Portland Christmas Festival, and it was found it was a sting operation, but they got him. But then after that, they had a fire at the mosque he was at, and the Muslim community up there was asking for protection. Well, the thing on something like this is it's always there. The possibility of something happening is always there, and so you have to you have to stay alert. You have to stay ready for this. But when I see things like this happening, is this just a few? It seems like we're seeing them on a monthly basis. And why is it that nothing is happening? Is it because we're doing that good a job? Or is this something that is coming down the line and we might as well get ready for it? Is going through the metal detectors and the radars at the airport preventing anything? What about the pat-downs? Is the pat-down that one step too far, that bridge too far, when you start touching people, or is it needed? If anybody out there that knows of any statistics that says, yes, this has saved us from 8,000 attacks or whatever, I'd sure like to know that. We're researching it, trying to see just how many possible events this may have prevented. But then you get into this, and then you get into the where we're having the FBI pick up these guys that are trying to have attacks. Now, the last thing on that is, and it ties into it also, is these leaked, the WikiLeaks that they've leaked now. Oh, it wasn't just military secrets, which is bad enough. Now they're doing the State Department secrets. And everything, every pundit, everybody from the government has said, these are serious leaks. These are leaks that can cause information to stop flowing. If we cannot protect secret documents, and I don't know if any of them are top secret, but secret documents that, you know, that described other world leaders in less than glorious terms, okay, fine, but says things like how the Saudi king wants to take out Iran, and has told us that, and then it goes out to the world to see, plus, you know, thousands of other 250,000 pages. First of all, you know, this one specialist, he's 25 years old, they got him locked up in Quantico, Virginia, at the base brig there, which is not a great place to stay at. But how? How does one specialist get his fingers onto all of that stuff? Bob, he's got a clearance. He can get into the computers. Can he literally download all that into? I know you don't know of all the specifics there, but I know you can. When I was on active duty, you could transfer material. You could download it into thumb drives.
Well, I know
that were all marked secret. So, you know, and they had to be carried like that as a secret, mm-hmm. like as you would a secret document, as you took it to another computer that was secret, you know, that was able to do secret and top secret stuff, the secret stuff, and plug it in. I mean, could this guy literally download 500,000 pages over a period of 6 months?
500,000 pages is nothing if it's all text. You know, that's a couple of gigabytes at best of text. But the thing, you know, DOD, as I recall, you may have been on active duty when this happened. DOD banned even having thumb drives anywhere near any DOD connected computer because of the fear of virus uploads, because most of those things are made in countries that aren't necessarily our friends.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think now how they pass the information back and forth. Now it's been too long. I know we still had secret, and over in Iraq we still had secret thumb drives because they needed, you know, like in the camp.
Encrypted drives.
They're encrypted drives, but, you know, but they also were also found laying in places, too. People, you know, dropped them. Bottom line is, I don't think that this one guy personally did all this. I think there's more than one person. He's had help in this. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to catch up on a number of other things. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North States. Did you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I did not.
They had Mannheim Steamroller on a float. It was like...
Chip Davis and Company?
I don't know what he looks like. There were three older guys and one young guy. Two keyboardists, a drummer, and a bass player, but... That was really cool. We watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade, of course. It was just a dream sometime to be down there and watch it up close. A couple things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. By the way, Tobacco and Brew right now, Espresso Joe's is inside of Tobacco and Brew. So it's so much more than just a smoke shop. Besides the fact that they got a great humidor and all those accessories, they've got also have wine and coffee machines. But in Espresso Joe's, they have some brand new blends of coffee, and it's a big hit. Jingle Bell Crunch, took it home. I loved it. We served it all weekend. Wonderful. So they've got pumpkin spice. They have all kinds of. Plus, they have mulling spices. So if you're looking for a great, I always think about hostess gifts because now's the time that we seem to be visiting a lot of people. So take some mulling spices to a housewarming party. It's really, you know what they are, Bob? You're looking at me funny.
Is that something you drink when you're mulling something over? I don't know. The inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, it's like Dennis Miller last night. Saddle up. Who says saddle up anymore? You're going to saddle up. Anyway, a couple things. I want to make some special announcements here on Friday at the French Gulch Hotel. It's a Christmas party featuring Lou White and his band of wonderful players. It's a no-host dinner and dance, and we went last year. It was an absolute blast. I felt like it was, your best friend's wedding that you had a ball at, except for there's wonderful Christmas music as well. And so that's at the French Gulch Hotel on Friday night. So make your reservations, 359-2112. You can book a room there, too, if you wanted to just, you know, drive out there and have a great dinner and dancing, and they do have really good food. Also, we have two tickets. Are you listening this morning? We want you to engage with us. It's currently 31 degrees, and if you call 605-4567, we've got two tickets for the San Francisco Opera HD cinema series La Boheme, which should be pretty spectacular, Sunday, December 12th. It's a 2 o'clock show, and we're giving two tickets away free this morning from the Cascade Theater. That's December 12th, La Boheme, from the San Francisco Opera. It's in HD, and we have two tickets right here on Free Fire this morning, 605-4567. A great gift, if that's also something that you'd like to give to a family member or a friend. Here, they can go see La Boheme at the Cascade Theater. By the way, we heard this morning. Right, Carl?
Leslie Nielsen, Don't Call Me Shirley, has passed away. 84 years old, the one that, you know, that he's done over 100 movies, I don't know, 1,000 TV shows, but he's best known for Airplane and the Naked Gun series, where he played Lieutenant Frank something. But it was, they were slapstick, and utterly hilarious. That Airplane was kind of like the first in its genre.
Yeah,
like that.
He was a totally serious actor.
Yes.
until into his 50s, when he was tapped for this role, and he discovered he had a talent for comedy that he didn't even know he had. He'd been doing all these very serious movies, and he was in the Disney stable through many of their movies, and he will be missed. He was a comic genius.
He was the one Airplane, though, where he played the doctor, and he played it straight. And throughout the movie, you know, didn't crack jokes anyway.
And by the way, so you know, I always like to do those with the days. Today was on November, which is November 29th. The Grammy Awards were shown on network television for the first time in 1959, but it was actually the second year of the Grammy Awards. Mac the Knife won Record of the Year, and Bobby Darin, who belted it out, was Best New Artist of the Year. Frank Sinatra won Album of the Year for Come Dance With Me. Jimmy Driftwood penned the Song of the Year, The Battle of New Orleans, which also won Country and Western Performance of the Year's honors for Johnny Horton. The Best Folk Performance went to the Kingston Trio for their At Large album. The Best Performance of a Top 40 Artist was Nat King Cole. Love that, Midnight Flyer. And the Grammy for the Best Comedy Performance Musical went to Homer and Jethro for their immortal The Battle of Cucamonga.
Homer and Jethro. Okay. I've actually heard them. And I know there's people out there. There's people out there that have heard Homer and Jethro. Hey, we're still giving away two tickets to La Boheme. It's there. La what?
Either way, Boheme.
La Boheme.
It's an opera. December 12th. We're giving them away. 605-4567. Come on. I know there's some cultural... I know some culture out there just waiting to leap on these tickets. And, you know, you can always give them as a gift to somebody to keep them busy that day. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:34. 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can chat with us on November 29th. My gosh, honey, it's 31 degrees.
And it's going to be high today of 52. Sunny and 52.
31 degrees. You know, I saw it was below. It was minus one in Alturas. So,
Well, we're stretching headphones here because we have special guests in the house this morning, and we want to talk about some very special things going on. We have Lana Bates and Bonnie Sharp here talking about what's happening at the Redding Convention Center. Something very special is happening at the Convention Center that I think all of the North State should know about. Good morning, Lana, and why don't you just put it out there?
Good morning. Well, the Redding Convention Center will be hosting a holiday open house on December 1st from 6 to 8 p.m., we're really excited about it. We've invited the school groups that actually take advantage of the Redding Convention Center for their functions to provide the entertainment. So we're really excited that, and we're very grateful actually as well, that Foothill, their symphonic and jazz ensemble, will be there. Kids Unlimited, Parsons Music in Motion, Enterprise High School Choir Department, and the Carillon Bell Ringers will be in the lobby of the convention center, ringing the bells, and just we're really super excited because we really want the community to come to the convention center. Not only will we have great entertainment, but there's a core group of amazing people in our community who came together and have just decorated the convention center beautifully, and it's all around the theme of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Bonnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Bonnie, I know you were telling me about this some time ago about, you need to come out on the 1st of December. This is when you open the doors, and there's been so many people in the community that have worked to decorate the convention center. And I know that on the 5th of December is the Republican Women's Tea, which is really spectacular, but that this is a chance for everybody to get a chance for the public to come out and see. How long have you been involved with the convention center and the decorating committee for many years?
Well, we started this 5 years ago, and it was a small group then, but the three of us that were mostly involved at that time, in the very beginning, there's a lot now, we love that building and have been in a situation where we have decorated it before, not near to the extent that we have been these last 5 years. But we know what you can do to that building and make it beautiful, and we want the community, that's the reason for the open house, is to come and see how beautiful that building can be. That it's just not a concrete building where you go to a concert or have a banquet or whatever. So we started this 5 years ago, and we started with a theme. That year we had Winter Wonderland, which you can imagine. We had all these live trees all lit up, and I mean, each year I just am amazed when we get done. I'm thinking, we really did make that come together. You know, it's so beautiful. And so we want the community to, we appreciate Lana's help this year because they got invitations out. And before, we tried to get people to know about it. And we have to be honest, if you're not having an event there, you're not very aware. So this is for everybody, and they're having entertainment. So we want the community to come and love this building as much as we
can. Okay, one more time. So let's start from scratch. Okay. December 1st, because, you know, we're all visual people, and people are driving or getting out of their cars. What time do the doors open?
6.
6 p.m. What's the price of admission?
No admission.
It's free for the family.
Absolutely free.
Great way to kick off December 1st. Great way to kick off the holiday spirit. You take your family down there. You're going to hear the bell ringers. You're going to hear, tell us the other music.
Well, we have Foothills, very gracious, and we're very grateful. And they're bringing a couple of their ensembles, the Symphonic and the Jazz Ensemble. And then the Kids Unlimited, who have performed at the Reading Convention Center for years, they were gracious enough to come, and they'll be putting on, they're about 20-minute sets, Parsons Music in Motion. That's a sweet little junior high group here that they'll be coming and performing. And Enterprise High, their choral group, will stop by and be performing Christmas music. Also, we've invited the Salvation Army, and they'll be there with their bins to bring non-perishable foods.
So when you come in the door at the convention center, and this is usually where you, there'll be music in the lobby there in the entry?
The bell ringers.
And so when you go into the convention center and you sit in the seats, are you watching a live performance, or is there a bunch of stuff going on while the performers are performing, and you can eat and visit, or give us a feel of what's happening?
Okay, well, thank you. The Foothill Cougars, their booster club, their music booster club, will be available. They'll be serving, offering as a fundraiser for themselves. So they'll bring a little bit of money, but and support their fundraiser, their booster club, excuse me. And they'll be offering hot chocolate and cookies in the lobby. And I'm glad you asked that question because I'm very visual, and this will help people. We really want the community to know what the convention center can offer you as far as holding any kind of any event, weddings, conventions, your weekly meetings. We invite people to come and take a look at the convention center to see what we offer. We will have the convention center set up in a way that you can see what it looks like with tables and chairs, and then we also have the concert style seating will be available as well. We're trying to set it up to where you can see a little bit of everything of what we can put together for you.
Almost sounds like it's a little like of a club style, you know, where you've got the seating on the side, like if you're going to go see a show, with your down on the floor round tables, dinner tables. So that's really nice. Meanwhile, you have several acts and different local bands and performing, singing, dancing, And just what a wonderful way for everybody to come together and gather on December 1st, free to the public, 6 p.m., doors open, and get that Christmas spirit where it's very community-driven. And how wonderful to see a bunch of wonderful entertainment all in one place.
Right. And one of the things I'd like to mention, too, is the settings downstairs, when you come in downstairs, that's where the 12 days of Christmas are displayed. But up in the lobby of the Convention Center, which is a beautiful area, it's a great place because of the way we have it decorated to take family photos, and we encourage that because we have all the lit trees and we have angels flying. And I mean, it's just, you won't believe it. I mean, it just takes your breath away. So we're really excited, and we hope people will come out
all
and
right.
take advantage of this.
Thank you, Bonnie Sharp and Lana Bates from the Convention Center talking about the 12 days of Christmas. And there's going to be the Foothill Symphonic and Jazz Ensemble, Kids Unlimited, Parsons Music in Motion, Enterprise High School Music Department, and the Carolyn Bell Ringers. This is 12 Days of Christmas Convention Center. Closing thoughts.
We just want to thank everybody, you know, who have made this possible. The decorations are really breathtaking. I really, really encourage people to come and take a look. And we also want to just, from the bottom of our hearts, show our appreciation for the schools who are donating their time in this busy time of year to come in and be a part of this open house.
Great.
And I would like to say, as a former city employee, the staff at the Convention Center is awesome. They are so helpful no matter what you're doing, and we couldn't have done it without them, of course, but if you have an event there, they bend over backwards to help you make it the best it can be.
Well, thanks, gals. December 1st, mark your calendar. You know we're going to count down. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, November the 29th, it's 7:46 in the morning, 605-4567. Let's go back to, it's two things we want to talk about before the hour is over. And our next guest will be Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. We're having Fred on right here during this time of the month, end of November, beginning of December. There's a number of things going on that concern veterans and veterans events that we want to talk about. But let's talk a little bit more about WikiLeaks. Just somebody asked, do we know what nationality the leaker was and religion? And somebody else came back, said he was Australian and an atheist. I don't know about either one of those. But Australian could be, I guess, because WikiLeaks is an Australian firm. Let's go back to that a little bit. WikiLeaks, it's putting everything out via the internet, and what's our government doing? I mean, besides just rolling over and saying how upset we are, it seems like everything that happens, we get into this. Oh, this is terrible. This is bad, and we really wuss out. I don't understand why this always happens. I mean, North Korea fires 200 artillery shells into South Korea. Now, do I think a war should be launched? No, but I think it should be a little bit more. You know, I mean, yeah, let's put an aircraft carrier out there. Let's put things out there. Say, you want to keep this up, then we can, we can raise the ante a little bit here. Because North Korea's been doing this for years, ever since President Obama came in, shooting rockets up, little provocations here and there. You know, it may be an unruly child that just wants a little attention, but maybe they need a little attention now and then, or the next thing they do will set the cat on fire. The other thing is it came up this weekend. How many of you have an alarm system to your house?
Oh, boy, this is a big one.
This is an alarm system to your house. You know, one of the things the police say to do with all, during the holidays at any time, really, because the number of house break-ins have increased dramatically, is that, you have your neighborhood watch, you keep everything, you keep all your doors and windows locked, blah, blah, blah. But then you go, then you leave. So then you take it up the next step, and you get an alarm installed in your house. You put the signs out on the windows and out front saying you break into the house, And what these things essentially do, the alarm goes off. A signal is sent to the alarm company. The alarm company then calls the house or you if they can't reach the house, and they call you and say, are you in the house? And if your answer is no, then they're launching the police there.
I mean, if it's not like your answer is no, but if there's no answer...
Yeah, if no answer, or they can't get a hold of you, or somebody answers the phone and doesn't have the right code,
right?
Then here come the police.
Right.
Good idea. My friends, are you sure you're connected to your alarm system?
This is a big one, you
this
guys.
This is a big one. Are you sure you're connected to the alarm system? Yes, your alarm's on. Yes, you set it. Yes, you turn it off. But if, you know, it may be is that if you've had any work at any time done on your telephone system, whether it's, you know, whether it's they were having problems with your telephone system, if you put in a new, like, you know, a new type of TV or cable or dish or anything, I'm not blaming anybody for it. But if anything like that happens, it could take you off the net. And not only that, there should be a test ping that is set out, you know, set every week to make sure they're receiving a signal from your alarm system. You may not have that. That's right.
You may think you have that. You may be paying for that.
But you may not have it. You may not be connected at all. So here's what I'm saying. If you have an alarm system that you're paying money for, any of the alarm systems, call them today. And say, when's the last time you heard from my alarm system? When is the last time you ran a test and got an answer back? See, it's all done by software. If nobody has to sit there and push the button. It sends it automatically. And you may not be connected to your alarm system. This is what we found out over the weekend. The alarm went off because we had somebody staying with us. And, you know, once she punched in the code in again, it worked. But our security company didn't know about it because we've been disconnected from them, and they don't know how long. So,
yeah, there's been habits of people who install DSL systems and satellite systems. There's a device called an RJ31 jack that provides the alarm interface, and installers have been known to take a shortcut and bypass it.
Well, but the thing is, you know, they may do that, but it's your alarm company should be testing you weekly to make sure that they've got a signal that comes from your alarm to them. If it doesn't happen, that means then that you are not connected. Anyway, we got to take a break. Something to think about. If you have an alarm system, call your alarm company and say, am I connected to the system? When's the last time you checked? Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 755-605-4567. KCNR 1460, we're chatting, we're streaming.
It's going to be sunny today with a high of 52. It's currently 31 degrees.
Well, you just got through saying the last time it was a beautiful day.
It is.
It's just boo.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean bad. That just means it's chilly outside. So it is probably, it's a sweater and a glove day. But it's beautiful out.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Out there on Airport Road, Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. He's been doing it since 1985, not 15 years, but since 1985, except the time he took out when he was with the 82nd Airborne. 244-1988. He has a deal and rebates that gives you free HD TV and over 100 channels. Free. That's right, free with these rebates. So give him a call, 244-1988. Get the Christmas shows, get the football games, get the playoffs. That means it'll take you almost through the Super Bowl. That's 244-1988. Okay, you know, the latest thing that I've that's kind of got me going. It doesn't take much. Here it is, December. Beginning of December, my friends. Do we have... Has anything been passed in the last couple of days? I just have missed it. That extends the tax breaks, the Bush tax cuts. Do you see anything like that? Has that happened? Has that passed? Has that even been brought up with the 20 days they have left before they go home for Christmas? Because on January 1st, that all goes away. And do you realize what that means? That means the small business owners, which is most of the people that generate wealth in this country, most of the people that do the hiring are small businesses. Most of the, that's your next door neighbor. You know, these are not people that live in multi-million dollar houses. These are the guys that run, you know, the Ace Hardware stores. These are the ones that have the health stores. These are your doctors. These are your friends that have these businesses. Yet there doesn't seem to be anything being said about the tax breaks. And of course, anybody that makes over $250,000 a year will not get these tax breaks. Of course, we don't have to worry about that. But at some point, I'd like to worry about that. So what's going on with this? If something's not done by the sunset date on that, you have the tax breaks go away. You have the fact that we've got these new health care plans that nobody can figure out, the people being taken off their health care. You've got this new part about how to cut the deficit. And by the way, the deficit is growing astronomically. But how to cut the deficit, so now you're talking about people working longer. You're talking about losing, tax credits that you've got already. All of these things are impacting on us at one time. And what is Obama doing? What has he said? What kind of leadership are we getting out of this? Instead, they ballyhoo the fact that General Motors made money. That's great. They still owe the taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars. What about Ford? How come you're not saying anything about Ford, Mr. Obama? They didn't take any money, and they've made fourth quarter profits. They've hired 1,200 more people. How come you haven't said anything about them? Because they did it on their own? They didn't take government bailout money? Anyway, my friends, we're getting toward the end of the year. I'd like to see something happen. I'd like to see some kind of movement in there, some kind of progress. Or is it going to be something that just sunsets out? And it affects all of us. All of us. All of us that pay taxes. All of us that have businesses. So, hey, our guest in the in our next hour, Fred Salante, heads up the Missing in America project that's done so much for the North State and our country, has got chapters now in many, many places. Well, we come back, we're going to talk to Fred about what's going on with the veterans here in the North State. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Guests and call of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460s, 8:05, November the 29th. It's time. It's the end of the month. It's Carl and Linda Bott, joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Hey, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. And Dennis, I know you're listening, Dennis, because you're chatting in there. No, small businesses don't need to pay more taxes. What we do need to do is make more cuts. And any bit of money that goes to helping people that are here illegally. Huh? Okay. You can write about that now.
Yeah, chat it up. And give us a call. What's on your mind? What did you do over the weekend? What's up your craw, as Carl would say? It's currently 52 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunny with 52, the highest temperature, 31 degrees. Also want to remind you before we go into our major guest here that there will be a Christmas bazaar December 3rd and 4th from 9 to 4 at the VFW Post Hall, 9650 Hall on Center Street. There's going to be over 50 vendors. They're selling their goodies. And it's sponsored by the Ladies Auxiliary, the Post 9650, to raise funds for the various programs that they sponsor throughout the year.
That's Friday.
December 3rd and 4th.
Okay, Friday and Saturday. Okay, somebody sent something that said taxes. You know, if you're making over $250,000, you should pay more taxes. Nobody's explained to me yet. Yeah, if I'm, are we helping people, or is it people that need help, or people just made lifestyle choices that we're supporting on this? Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, don't get me started on that topic.
Well, you know, did you see your name in the paper, Elizabeth?
What?
Did you see your name in the paper?
I did not.
Well, and this is kind of a
Oh, was that Mark Beecham's column?
Mark Beecham's column about small business people, and and it was really a nice article.
It was.
Over the weekend, and he was talking about different things that he was thankful for. But he said he lived in a country where people could start small businesses, and he mentioned us.
Yeah,
and he mentioned you all too.
Yeah, and you have such a nice variety of talk shows on your station. There's really something for everybody.
Well, you know what? This is, I know it probably sounds trite to some people, but this is a community radio, and we have 15 local shows that we just that's the center for us.
Yeah.
And we'd like to add more. We haven't gone out and really actively searched for any shows, but they have found us, and they have a home here.
Right.
And we, from the We the People, the more conservative bent, to climate change gurus, to wedding planners, so we are more than happy to provide a radio voice in a not just to the North State, but a streaming ability that covers the world.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And ironically enough, you're a community radio, but you're completely supported by the free market.
Oh yeah,
we like that.
You're not subsidized by the taxpayers.
No,
like
no, we don't take
radio.
We haven't taken
the other community radio.
I'd like to put in for a grant from somebody, but I don't know who to put a grant into. But maybe Bad Bob. Bad Bob, if we write you a grant, can we get that 35 cents you're holding out on us here?
The grant is definitely the sweat off our brow. Thank you.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd give you folks an idea of what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
At 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church, as always. And tonight we're going to have Daniel Hillenbrand, who is the director of the California Firearms Training Institute. So he's going to talk to us about firearms, firearm safety, probably touch a little bit on the Second Amendment. I would imagine current legislation or past legislation that could affect that. So it should be a really interesting meeting, and I encourage people to come out and take a listen. And if not, don't forget that you can go to readingteaparty.com, and all of our meetings are videotaped, and they are online.
And all of your shows that you and Aaron do are...
On Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings are archived. I'm sure you have them, too. You can find them in ours.
You can also listen to those.
Absolutely. Okay,
great.
Elizabeth, thank you so much.
I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you have an even better week.
Thank you.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet.
There's nothing better than having... people who are passionate and hugely involved with making a movement, having a voice, working really hard in order for others to have a voice. And it was just one of those, basically, we're not going to stand here and take this.
Well, and the other thing, too, is we've also been approached from just a complete opposite political spectrum. And we've talked with them, and they've got a spot here on our station when they're ready to roll in on it. And other people that have different events like this, if they're a political event, it's not just a Tea Party station. This is anybody that's got a thought there. Whatever your political bent is, if you've got something going on, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to talk to people about it, because we have had, I think, from all different sides. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, our guest is Fred Salante, who is sitting here ready to go with his great, it looks like a great kind of like a holiday sweatshirt there, wolves, and it's green and all those things, Fred.
And you just received a special award, too, a recognition.
So we'll come back, and we're going to be talking about that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:15 in the morning, 605-4567, KCNR 1460. We're streaming and chatting on that. And our guest is
Fred Salante.
What am I saying?
John called in. So
okay, erase this thing that's got
okay.
John's name
no,
on it
Fred
there. That's
Salante.
Just completely screwed me up.
Fred, you recently... there was a proclamation with a group that that you started, and we just want to assume that everybody knows, but could you share that with us about the Missing in America project and what kind of proclamation the group received?
Well, I think the one you're referring to is the Shasta County Board of Supervisors have a award that they give out in November right before Veterans Day for a veterans organization that they feel is has stood out in the community, and so they vary it every year. This year we were given that award, so I felt very proud of that from the things that have happened this year.
Well, I think of it not as being given, as being so richly deserved and earned by the Missing in America project there, Fred.
Well, luckily I have a good group of volunteers that were all there, and so I made a point of them being all in the picture to do stuff, because no band can do anything alone, and you know that you have to have the support and the staff and people with big hearts that can cry as much as I do over what we need to do.
Well, you know, this, and it is, and so when you thank the Missing in America Project, you're the voice for it many times, Fred.
But the founder.
The founder, of course, but in the voice, in the face, but you've always, always given recognition that's so richly deserved to all of the people that work with you. And, you know, so this is for people that have been maybe just moved up here or been living in a cave, Fred, tell them what Missing in America Project is.
Well, the Missing in America Project main primary mission is to locate and identify any veterans or dependents of veterans that have been abandoned in funeral homes and state hospitals and places where, because of lots of circumstances, they will reside on a shelf forever. And so we offer our manpower to go in to wherever we locate these people, and we research them, we find them, we go to the FBI, genealogy work, ancestry.com, Mormon database. We do everything we can to identify these people, and then we take them and have them buried honorably at a VA or state cemetery.
Yeah, we've had the honor to participate in these before, Fred, and essentially, is every veteran who has not been claimed, who has, after going through an extensive search to research it to make sure that they are truly veterans, that then throughout the whole country, or most of the country, they are given an honorable burial. They're given the salutes that they rate as a veteran. And this organization that you started, this movement you started, has spread throughout the country, Fred.
Yes, and I think this year alone we added 12 new states that had services that didn't have it before. We have 15 new state laws that were passed by 15 different states in the country, including the California law, which we'll talk about in a bit, that is very extensive and the first in the nation that accomplishes everything we need to do. So we've had some great success across, from Alaska to Florida to Maine to every place. It has missions and people starting to work. Just the other day I did an online training class for an ROTC class in Wisconsin, and the whole class project is to go out and work for a semester and do what they can to help us locate other veterans in Wisconsin.
Well, we are with Fred Salonte, and we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about something else that's going on that we want to bring shine a light on with our listeners. We'll be right back after these messages.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:22 in the morning, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 460. Weather today.
The weather is going to be high today of a 52, beautiful, sunny, crispy day. And currently it's 33 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. This weekend, Rick Hill will be out there with his guitar, playing on the 3rd, and of course we love Ensalmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway, and they have a wonderful gift shop. So if you're looking for those special gift baskets or all kinds of little tchotchke goodies or wine tasting or gift certificates, now's the time.
Ranch owned honey, lavender, you name it, they've got it out there.
That's right.
Our guest is is Fred Salante, the head, the coordinating director, the founder, and the general guy who just you go to find out about Missing in America Project. And Fred, you know, we're talking about the Missing in America Project, and people relate that to honoring our fallen and with the burials. But there's so many other things the Missing in America Project has gotten into. And one of the things we were talking about is this deployment that's coming up.
Yes, I think one of the things that we forget in the current environment is that, yes, we have an all-volunteer army, but more and more this particular time has shown us that our citizen soldiers are deeply involved in this commitment. And as we wind down active duty, one of the things that isn't brought up is the fact that as we wind down active troops, we then send in National Guard and Reserves, and they really don't count that against the total. So it's kind of a little devious little misconception. But in our state, we recently just had over 500 aviators be deployed, and they're going to Operation New Dawn, which is, of course, the new name for the war in Iraq. On top of that, we have some other soldiers, men and women, that will be deployed very shortly. And one of the things that we work very closely with is the Walmart Heart Foundation. And we work with them to do stuff for children that are terminally ill, but they also are working with us with veterans and troops, and they give to our food bank and do stuff. They have recently got a connection where there's going to be about 500 more National Guard troops to be deployed. And so our goal
is
now
before Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, they're deploying before Christmas.
Yes. And so part of the goal is that we want to have a dinner and a Christmas for the children and the families that are left here. Those that are deploying, of course, the military will take care on active duty, but we're going to have a bunch of families and children. And so what we're doing is we're having a big dinner for them. Then we're also looking at getting presents for children. And what happens is they give us an age and whether it's a boy or a girl or whatever, and an age, and then we go out and try to spend $10 to $15 to buy a present to give to those children. At the same dinner that we'll do this, which is going to be December 18th. And because the majority of those troops are going to be from Sacramento North to Tehama County and stuff, this dinner will take place at the Chico Armory.
Okay, so it'll be a little bit of a little bit away from here, but still there will be children and people from the North State, which is what we support.
It's everybody in the North State, and it's not just for those that are deployed. This is open to everybody who has somebody already deployed, whether they're active duty, reserve, and not just National Guard.
Okay, so this is open to everybody on the 18th. Down, say again where this is at?
This will be at the Chico National Guard Armory.
Okay.
Be from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night.
6 to 9, December 18th, down in Chico at the National Guard Armory.
Yes.
And you're providing all the food and all the stuff and then and presents for all the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Missing in America Project. There you go again. Okay, we've got a couple minutes before the break. What else is going on, Fred, that you all are involved in?
Well, we have a veterans food bank every Sunday morning from about 8:30 to whenever the food runs out, and we get food and have everybody that has a veteran or deployed family currently, they can come down if they're having hard times and pick up food. And we just happened to have yesterday where we ended up with just tons of turkeys. So even though people may have had a turkey last Thursday, all of these veterans and families. And I think, Carl and Linda, the most important thing that I'm noticing right now is that we usually had veterans that were older. What we have now is young wives and children. And I'm just amazed that they have a need, that they need help too. And so I think we're seeing a change in the demographics, that instead of older veterans needing help, we have young families and children needing help.
So every Sunday at 8:30?
Yes.
And where's this at?
1180 Industrial Street, which is in back of Grocery Outlet. Okay. If you drive between the new post office and grocery outlet, we'll have a big sign, and you'll see people down there.
Okay. And so when you say having turkeys, you mean you're giving away turkeys, complete turkeys? Or
whole turkeys.
Whole turkeys down there, huh?
Yeah, there must have been about 40 or 50 of them yesterday.
So this next, coming up Sunday, let's say, you are, give us the time again, for those families who, in pass the word, it would be for those families who maybe the mothers and the fathers, they're deployed, they're in time of need, it's the Veterans Food Bank, and it is behind, tell us where it is again.
You go into Industrial Way, which is the road that goes into a grocery outlet, and then you take a right between the grocery outlet and the post office, and we're
it's
back.
It's off of Churn Creek.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there.
You go off of Churn Creek.
It's right off
of
Churn Creek. It's right there.
Yeah. All right, and the times again?
It's starts at 8:30 or whenever we get the food delivered from the store. So the food we're giving out is straight from a store, straight to the our tables, and then straight to the people.
Okay, so you're not keeping it in certain areas.
It's a worthy thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing again, is that so many people have needs this time of year with the economy the way it is. And again, the North State, as was shown during the packaging, 500 packages were sent
Christmas
out
for
Christmas
for
the troops.
Very generous outpouring.
Yeah, and then this is something that goes on all the time and not just one event, the food bank. As I know, it's been going on for at least a year that I know of.
Fred Salanti, the hero, and someone who works diligently just with all your heart and soul for our veterans and for the memories of the veterans that are fallen veterans and those families of our veterans. Thank you for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, 605-4567. KCNR 1460, we're streaming and we're chatting on that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right there off Athens Avenue. It's Monday. I need to get started even faster here. DC Tim, the mysterious man in black, great haircuts, great prices. Now, I say that all the time, but it's absolutely true. And if you are a veteran, you get a discount. That's right, you get a discount there. Not only that, you don't have to put up with hair styling. Now, this is not a stylist place. This is a barbershop. They shave around your ears and your neck. I mean, when's the last time that's happened? Not only that, but let me put it this way. I never saw hair gel there. They had one in this little box that was marked Rich Bay. And I'm not sure if that's just strictly for him or what, but they don't usually use hair gel, maybe butch wax, but it's Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Go down there and give them a try. Our guest is Fred Salanti, and Fred's with the Missing in America Project, and we've been talking about a variety of things, the food banks, what the Missing in America Project does, how it was started, but there have been some new laws passed that have really... Have really made what you do easier. Is that right, Fred?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that when we started this project, our whole goal was to try to go to find people that were abandoned on shelves and stuff. But we had a hole in the program, and that was that how did we prevent them from ever getting on the shelf in the first place? So we had a chance to work with the Jim Nielsen. And we were able to put a law together for California, and it was passed and signed by Governor Schwarzenegger on August 27th. What it does is very unique across the whole nation. It allows the Missing in America Project, which is considered a Veterans Remains organization, which means we're acknowledged by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense as the group to be able to speak for those veterans that don't have a voice. And so we've gotten some legal stature with that, and in the state of California, we are now virtually in charge of every unclaimed veteran in the state. And so when it comes up, we are able to sign the papers at cemetery, sign the papers from the funeral home, and release them a liability to turn them over to us so that we can do the right job. With that, it also made that in all 58 counties in the state of California, they will appoint a Veterans Remains Officer, which makes them look for any indigent, homeless people, anywhere that there's a veteran, and that representative is an MIAP person. So we have the inside track as people pass now, we're able to identify them so they won't remain on a shelf forever.
And so each county would probably be the Veteran Service Office, right? Or not?
No. This is a separate person. In fact, believe it or not...
Is this like an additional duty to somebody?
No. It's a whole new job volunteer. In fact,
it's a volunteer type.
It's not even new. This thing has been on the books in California since 1889 and was never used by any county in the state. And all we did was resurrect that job and make specific duties for that person. And in the state law in California, it always said there'll never be a veteran buried as a pauper. But yet it happens because of lack of research and manpower, and that's where we come into play.
Now, how many veterans do you believe that are unclaimed here in California? I mean, do you have any concept?
Yes. Okay. When I first started this project, I thought we'd find 10 to 15,000 in the nation. I think that in California we'll find 3 to 5,000 as a minimum, and across the nation we'll find hundreds of thousands now. We had two funeral homes in Missouri alone turn in 2,600 names of people that they had on shelves, and including in that was five Civil War veterans. And on September 17th of this year, we buried our first two Civil War veterans, and we have three more to bury here shortly. So if people can imagine it, we're talking that we have spanned 130 years of time, and there's still people that are abandoned. And we can go so far as the 2 weeks ago, I was turned an abandoned man right here from Lakehead. And he had set 3 years in an abandoned truck in his urn. And he was turned over to us in our last service.
Wait a minute, no. They found an urn in an abandoned truck?
Yes. He'd
been there for 3 years?
Yes. The truck had been abandoned for 3 years there.
On somebody's property?
Yes.
And the urn was in it?
Yes.
Well, I remember finding the one that at a garage sale, they found it in a trunk. They found the remains.
Well, and after that, just a month or so ago, we found a chief master sergeant, which for those that don't know it, is an E-9 in the Air Force, retired 27 years and 13 days in the service. And he was abandoned in Sacramento in a storage shed, and they called us to come and get him. We got him. We then researched that he died in 1997. We found out that he was married. His wife died in 2003, and she was abandoned. Luckily, the county coroner of Sacramento discovered that she was married to a veteran. So they took her down and buried her at San Anella at the San Joaquin Valley VA Cemetery. We have her husband sitting out here at IGO on a shelf that we were getting ready to bury. We will now escort him to his wife and bury him together.
Fred, Fred during the break says, we're talking about things that aren't so happy, and it's kind of can be depressing. No, it's not depressing. That to me is a very uplifting story that you have found a couple that have been married all these years, and now you've rejoined them. I mean, you're in the process of bringing the remains back together. That to me is a joyous story. We've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. We bring Fred in, I guess, about every once a quarter, and we try to catch up on everything they're doing. And it's not just the internments, it's the food programs, it's the putting on Christmas for the deployed troops' kids. There's a lot of things the Missing America Project does. We come back, we're going to talk about some more laws and little things that legally that have happened that have made the Missing in America Project kind of the go-to guys for things. Join us after these messages. The Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This
8:45 in the morning. Good morning, and of course, it is the 29th of November. In case you're wondering about the weather, today is going to be high of 52. Tomorrow, it's going to be about 50% chance of rain. We're talking about enjoy today while it's sunny. Wednesday, going to be rainy as well throughout the week. And so, currently, the weather's 33 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We've all spent a lot of time down there, right, Fred?
Absolutely.
They have been huge backers of the veteran community and the things that are going on. The finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state, and especially espresso gels. They're selling all types of Christmas coffees and any type of equipment you could use to make coffee and all that. Espresso Joe's, Tobacco and Brew, great supporters of our community. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our veterans. Our guest, Fred Salanti from the Missing in America Project. And we were talking about, to keep track of all the veterans. I know you started working with the VA, and they started with a small group of people to help you research the veterans' remains. And what's happened with that?
Well, they don't actually help with the research, but they're the management of all of the personnel records in the nation from all of the veterans. And when we first started this, they had three people that had to support all of the 200-some cemeteries in the United States. And we currently have 9,000 names that we have in the process of being researched. They've had to up their number of employees to 7 now, of which they have two or three that are dedicated exclusively to our work. We still have a backlog on them now. So that's been a good success story. And I think the biggest thing with that is that this isn't anything new. The Department of Veterans Affairs gets a lot of blame. How can this happen? How come they're not taking charge? How come they're not paying for stuff? Well, first of all, when these people are abandoned, they're never reported to the Department of Veterans Affairs, so how can they do anything?
I was going to say, how would you know? Unless somebody, knows for sure they're a veteran and they've got a number to call and say, hey, we've got remains here.
Exactly. And it was very cumbersome, and the internet and all of our lines of communication now make things faster. But it was such a cumbersome process that there's no way that I cannot believe it was really easy to let people stay on the shelves, then go through the work to try to get into the system, get past all of the phone calls, and even find a human voice to talk to. We're lucky they designed a special form from us, and we turn it and send it in, and they have a special. In fact, we're the only kind of civilian organization in the United States that we have a MIAP@VA.gov email address deliberately to work with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so, to me, that's a big gold star.
To me, it's amazing that when you started this, you saw, and we've gone through it before, how, you noticed something, and then you started something, and I think it was Oregon, and then you came down here about the same time that we moved here.
Yes.
Back in 07. And then how this thing has gone, and including the coast to coast ride from Reading to Arlington, VA, and interred was two Silver Star recipients and a Medal of Honor recipient, clear across country. The great turnout you had all the way across the country, the escorts into Arlington and D.C. And did you have any idea, Fred, when you started this, that it was going to grow like this?
I cannot even begin to tell you that I thought it was be nothing more than what we would do locally and what we would start out. And there still comes down to, no matter what anybody wants to say, our organization owes a tremendous debt to Jim Allen of Allen and Dahl Funeral Homes, because he was the first that started us, allowed us to go in and research names, and to prove that it wasn't something that was a weird dream in my head.
Well, that's the first time for some reason I don't remember hearing that before. So Jim Allen of Allen and Dahl.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
He's my idol.
So it's, it has to start someplace. And he let you do that, and that's what started this.
He started it, and we fought between small independents. We, this year, also accomplished a national memorandum of understanding with Dignity Memorial which has 1,600 to 2,100 funeral homes. They now have each of their funeral homes will provide us with all the names. I think I mentioned at one point the 2,600 names in Missouri.
Yeah.
Those were from Dignity Funeral Homes that turned their lists over to us. And so when we started seeing those quantities from what started from a little thing here in Reading.
Now it's nationwide.
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a break. Fred Salante of Missing in America Project started out small just to take care of veterans who had who were laying there or were still residing in mortuaries without being given the honors of burial that they deserved. Nobody had claimed them, and now a nationwide organization that takes care of those veterans that deserve those honors. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:54 in the morning, November the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite out there on Airport Road. 244-1988. Doug Tooley is putting in Dish Satellite, and he has rebates that will give you free, yes, that's right, free HDTV. With using these rebates. Just give them a call, 244-1988. Doug Tooley, Dish Satellite. Good guy. Our guest, Fred Salante. Fred, we got a real quick thing you wanted to talk about, escorts.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that when the people see us doing the escorts, we have city laws and ordinances that allowed us to do escorts within the city limits of Reading. And the surrounding communities. And so if you've seen the yellow vests and the lights and us blocking roads, it's a service that we offer free to veterans to escort them from the funeral home and the families safely to the place. Along with the new law, we were able to submit and be approved for a statewide encroachment permit, which means that Missing in America is now eligible to go from San Diego to the Oregon border and escort funeral veterans for funeral services anywhere in the state of California and be able to block traffic and do stuff. So that's a tremendous stride in that it puts us at a whole different level than having to go request permission every time. We actually have statewide permission from Caltrans to follow their rules and escort anywhere in the state of California.
So if I had a good cause, what, could I get the Missing in America Project to escort me to, say, San Diego to the border?
Yes.
And then back?
Depends what you're bringing back, Carl.
On my motorcycle, I want to go down there, go to the border. I run to the border.
Well, actually,
if it's, maybe a fundraiser.
I think you should be in on the run when we take Chief Master Sergeant Leach down to his wife in San Joaquin Valley. That's a ride you should be with us, Carl.
When's that going?
What's the date on that?
Well, we don't have a date set because I want to wait for weather, and I'll probably wait till spring so it's a little bit longer days so that the guys can leave from here, go down there and have a service, and then return in the same day without having to stay overnight.
Lovely.
All right, great. Okay. Our guest has been Fred Salante. And, Fred, we just got just 1 minute left. You're putting on a Christmas for the deployed troops' families on December 18th down in Chico at the National Guard Army, starting at 6:30.
6 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Okay, and that's for Christmas for those kids whose parents have deployed over to Iraq again or Afghanistan, and your food bank every Sunday.
Every Sunday from 8:30 till the food runs out.
Industrial Way, right off of Churn Creek, right behind
Grocery Outlet.
Grocery Outlet. Fred Salante, thanks so much, Fred. I mean, sincerely, and we've known each other now since I've lived here and you've lived here. Thank you so much for what you do for the community and for our veterans.
You
deserve a great round of applause. I know you don't seek it, but, you've done so much for all of us. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
He gets embarrassed when I talk like this.
And
really
and
does.
You know what's really interesting is that as we approach December 1, which is, Wednesday, and we start thinking about the holidays. The holidays have a tendency to feel overwhelming. And they don't, during a time of feeling, I've got to get this, I got to do that, I have to attend this. Think about the people who have really made a difference in lives, like people like Fred Salante, people who really step outside of themselves and think of what they can do in order to make a difference in this world. And next year we're going to be doing a segment once a month that's going to be that we honor a hero. And we'll pick a hero out, somebody that we think has really done an outstanding job, and have them on the air and highlight the things that they do. It could be, it can make just a little difference, but the little difference makes a major shift in life. And as we start going into December, quickly I wanted to really remind you again about December 1st at the Convention Center. Mark that on your calendar to start kicking the holiday season off. It's free to the family. It is the Convention Center, again, from 6 to 8. December 3rd out at Anselmo's, Raquel is going to be playing. Or if you want to go to the French Gulch Hotel, Lou White, there's a Christmas party there where that's also dining and dancing. We have the so many events coming up, and I'll be telling you more about those tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow our guest will be Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. She's going to be talking about what to look for. So you're getting together with your families for the first time in a while. You're looking at your parents, your grandparents. She's going to give a lot of hints and helpful ideas on how are your parents doing. And it's going to be a very important show. Sharon Clark will be on tomorrow of Home Helpers. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.